Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
All right, good morning, everybody. It is a glorious day. It's going to be a beautiful day to be celebrating liberty here in America, right here in, well, not-so-blue Oregon. What do I mean by that, you're thinking? Well, Oregon maybe isn't quite as blue as you think it is. Doesn't mean we don't have fights about it, and we've got to stand and fight and for our liberty, because believe me, we do. There's some cool things going on here, friends, and I'm going to share them with you. Some of the other things that I didn't get to this yesterday because of just kind of how the show evolved yesterday, but I'm going to get to it today. In just a moment, I want to start the show by talking about there's something going on out there, folks. There really is. And it's profound. Politically is what I mean. People are waking up to their liberty, their rights being threatened. And I mean, people are waking up. It is profound. There's some other things going on out there that you do need to be aware of, and I'm just going to mention them offhand. There's a story in Oregon. There's some great stories in OregonWatchdog.com today, which is a news aggregation site that has stories that are published by regular organizations, news organizations, whether they're good or bad is irrelevant. These are stories. One of them is about from OPB by our old buddy, liberal Dirk Vanderhart. The recall of State Senator Lynn Findley from Vail, you know, clear over there by Ontario. It failed. As we expected. Now, the reality is that no matter how the media tries to puff him up, and that's what this piece does in OPB, you would expect that, right, from leftist OPB. But I'm telling you, he said, Lynn Findley, defending himself, says, I chose to stand and fight rather than run and hide. That sounds really good, doesn't it? Except the problem is this. Because he chose to stand and fight a battle he knew he was going to lose, we all got hurt. Because this bill that they chose to stand and fight, because there was $4 million apiece they were being bribed with, that's the reality here. Nobody says it, but that's reality of it, folks. Because he stand a chosen fight. That bill passed the Senate, and then it got amended by the Democrats in the House to include the gun storage bill, which says you become a felon if you don't lock your gun up, which means you can't get it out in time. When, you know, all the violent crime that's surging across Oregon, you know, when the crazies kick in your door because they know nobody's going to arrest them. Yeah, those people. When they kick in your door, when they're assaulting somebody in broad daylight, you can't defend people. Because you have to run, go get your gun. It has to be locked up. That's what Lynn Findley did. He chose, this is the key thing, he chose to fight a battle he knew he was going to lose, and you're the one who lost. So when every member of the House or the Senate tries to justify them not, their actions of not walking out, the end result is this. Ask them this question, or ask the other persuadable person you're having a conversation with about this. What's the end result? They chose to stand and fight rather than run and hide, which sounds really good, except the end result is you got hurt. And every person in the future, every family member you cannot adequately defend because of their actions, they need to remember every one of these Republicans who chose not to run and hide, as they say, but chose to fight a battle they knew they could not win. And you got hurt. This is why we need Donald Trump to run for president again, as far as I'm concerned. Because he stands and fights. He's not these complicit, lily-livered, limp-wristed, non-titanium-spined Republicans. Every one of them, as I have said, ought to be recalled. They deserve it. What they have done is hurt you. And I hope that the voters of Lynn Findley's district and Fred Girard's district, which used to be a lot of my old legislative district, I hope they don't forget when the next primary race rolls around. Because by then, no doubt there will be stories of people who have been hurt because of his actions. And I hope, and I'll do everything in my power, and I mean it, folks, everything in my power, as a political consultant, help those people craft a message that eviscerates, destroys the political career of these people. They do not deserve your respect because they sold you out and your family and your safety for the precise sum of $4 million for a senator and $2 million for a House member. Now, having said that passionately, you also need to pray their eyes will be opened to what they have done. That story is in the news today. Also is George Soros is rearing his demonic head again. The public defender, Brian Decker, has decided he wants to unseat the Washington County District Attorney so we can get more people like catch and release Mike Schmidt, you know, in Multnomah County, who refused to prosecute 892 violent rioters and protesters. Yeah, this guy, it's a Willamette Week story. This guy's going to run against Kevin Barton. And of course, this is a puff piece because it's written by Tess Risky, who's a leftist who runs, you know, their goes after. Anyway, this, folks, the bottom line is the guy that Kevin Barton ran against in 2018, Kevin Barton's the existing, and I and the group I work with had some hand in getting him elected the first time. Well, the guy that ran against Kevin Barton in 2018 lost big because Kevin Barton got 68% of the vote. And this is after the leftist lawyer who ran against him accepted $500,000 from George Soros affiliated Oregon Law and Justice PAC. $500,000. It's going to happen again, folks. We're going to have to defend him. There's another story about the Crook County Sheriff prepares for the worst case scenario of 17 deputies that might quit over the vaccine mandate. And I can tell you, because my mother lives in Prineville, and that's Crook County. 17 deputies is a lot. Let me tell you this. I would say to the Crook County Sheriff, why aren't you standing up and saying in this story and to everyone else, sorry, Kate Brown, we're not going to enforce your vaccine mandate like a lot of other sheriffs are. That's the first thing. The second thing is, where's the county commission in conservative Prineville, Crook County, standing up and saying to Kate Brown, like a lot of other county commissions have, including Marion County, no, we're not enforcing your unconstitutional mandates anymore. Where are they? And finally, a scathing, and I mean scathing, op-ed in the National Review by none other than Jeb Bush about Kate Brown and the graduation requirement bill that she dumbed down our educational expectations. And I'm going to read to you, and this is good, and I'll have it on the show plan today, folks. I'm going to read to you the last paragraph. This sums it up all. Quote, I believe, Jeb Bush writing this in the National Review, I believe that every student can achieve their God-given potential and graduate high school with the ability to read, write, and do math. And I refuse to accept the belief that the education system, now funded at nearly $1 trillion, cannot do more to meet the needs of each and every child. Rather than taking the easy way out and simply writing kids and their futures off, Governor Brown should do the hard work to fix her state's flawed adult-centric system, clearly failing its children, unquote. Boy, if that doesn't say it all. What Kate Brown is doing is all about pandering to the unions that feed the Democrat machine. Has nothing to do with the kids. That's why he says adult-centric system. And by the way, he gives the data of when he was governor. When he became governor of Florida in the 90s, they were dead last. And they dramatically improved. You know why? Because they raised expectations. And then he gives examples of other states that lowered their expectations, like Kate and the legislature just did, the Democrats in the legislature. You know what happened? They all are plummeting in their graduation requirements, dumbing down. The name of it is the dumbing down of expectations. It'll be on the show plan. Julie writes a great email about COVID. I spoke with the manager at my local grocery. He's frantic. Biden's edict about the vaccine will cause him to lose 40% of his employees. Some are key people. He is not alone. The grocery stores worked hard to remain open in spite of all the masking measures, number of people allowed in store, and some fairly unpleasant customers. This wag the dog maneuver, designed in part to cause us to forget about Afghanistan, the border, and inflation, which rears its ugly head everywhere we have to spend money. Whatever happened to the liberal mantra, my body, my choice? It's a great point. Actually, Julie, people who are waking up that their liberty is being stolen are, in fact, saying, my body, my choice. That's a good back in a moment. 620.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 23 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Sorry about the rant. Sometimes, friends, I just have to get that stuff off my chest. You know what? I'm just like you. I have a brain. I can think this through for myself. And I don't like it when people that should be standing for the cause of liberty, folks, sell out. They sell us out in the process. They deserve our scorn, just like Kate Brown does. Once again, making Oregon the laughing stock of the nation. because of the dumbing down of our educational graduation requirements. She should be scorned for that. She is. She's publicly humiliated by Jeb Bush, a guy who's lived it in Florida with a huge Hispanic population, folks. They raised their standards. You didn't dumb them down. And kids rose to the occasion. Pretty cool. But not what we do here, because, again, we're ruled by leftists who think that you can, well, it's the definition of insanity, and keep trying the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But somebody you can trust to always give you good results is Freedom Heating and Air. They're this great local company, HVAC company, that's been around for well over 40 years here in the Mid-Valley area. In fact, they are so good at what they do, and they specialize in emergency services. This is one of the things. When you call, they can get out to your home quickly. They've been so successful at it, they need employees. I mean, it's tough to hire anybody today. If you want to work for a great company that respects your liberty and they live it in how they treat their customers, why don't you give them a call? 503-580-1456. 580-1456. And by the way, we got rain coming, cool weather. You know, it's the turning of the season. If your air conditioning system ain't working, it's about time. Give Freedom Heating and Air a call. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net, all one word. 580-1456. So there's something going on out there, friends, and there is. Over the weekend, it wasn't just the gathering of the Eagles, where I told you yesterday we had well over 500 people there. But it was other things that were taking place afterwards. In fact, other things that have been taking place all over the state. And I've got a great email from Walt about this, because it falls right in with what my experience was on Sunday down in Roseburg. Learning about, after having gone to church down there with governor's candidate Jim Huggins, we went down to Garden Valley Church where the pastor down there, Schlesinger, is overtly political. And I'll tell you, it was refreshing for a change. I was down there with Jim Huggins, and one of the things we learned is there is a huge movement in Roseburg, as there apparently is in a lot of other places in Oregon, of pushback against vaccine mandates. Their sheriff down there, John Hanlon, is a guy I know, and he said, no, we're not enforcing them. The county commission hasn't gotten that far yet. That county commission needs to. They need to stand up. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. I hope Bush pointed out that this is what happens when you focus on teaching lies like critical race theory, transgenderism, and all the crap that our schools here in Oregon teach. It's unfortunate that our governor teaches and promotes her immoral thinking instead of the good old Christian way. But that's what the state of Oregon gets when, and I'm going to say this, elects a bisexual who has her agenda to promote and not the agenda to teach our children reading, writing, arithmetic, and the stuff that they should be teaching. And so, you know, I just did want to mention that because That's why our schools here in Oregon are down at the bottom. And that's why Kate had to promote the legislature to dumb down the requirements of our students, because they're teaching crap in Oregon schools that they shouldn't be teaching, instead of focusing on reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's all I got to say, Jeff.
Well said. How can anybody argue with that? Folks, that's Art. That's his opinion. What do you think? Kate Brown's dumbing down. By the way, today is the recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom. InfoWars, and I thank you, Corby, for the email, said, I've said many times before, he writes, keep doing the same thing over and again, expecting different result is insane. Fixing the voting system. Well, in InfoWars, this story, with a lot of resources from regular mainstream media news outlets that are noted in the story, folks, a whole lot of Republicans are showing up in the recall election over the last few days, and they've already voted when they haven't voted. And there's no fraud, we're told. I mean, mainstream news outlets reporting this. In fact, there's a video of a voter at a voter precinct. The voter says about 70% of the votes at this location have been shown as already casted when they were not. The election official says, yeah, that's right. Wow. They're cheating. Big time. Let's see what comes out of this. Back in a moment, folks. It's 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. If you're just joining us, here's what we're talking about on Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day and how you can use them to change your world by having meaningful, effective conversations, persuadable conversations with a persuadable person in your world. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Here's what we're talking about. There's something going on out there. Can you feel it? Do you hear it? Are you sensing it in your daily interactions with people? Are you? This weekend at the gathering of the Eagles, it became apparent that there was a lot going on and that people are waking up. But there's even more. I'm going to share it with you in a moment because it also relates to the time I spent down in Roseburg on Sunday, what I learned down there, and this email from Walt, but what he learned over the weekend. And about your opportunity, by the way, to join with a lot of other patriots, people waking up, Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, waking up to what's going on with your liberty this Saturday. Yeah, it's going to be a little cool, but at the Capitol, a massive rally, medical freedom rally this Saturday starting at noon. I'm going to be there, and I challenge you to come and join me and stand up for our rights to say it is my body and it ought to be my choice. So what I put in it, period, because that's what liberty is, isn't it? I think it is. RoofMax is this new product that you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. It is a product that will, well, benefit you in a lot of ways. Most importantly, it seals up, rejuvenates, if you will, your deteriorating asphalt shingle roof. And it does it at a fraction of the cost. And I mean a fraction of the cost. Now, maybe not every asphalt shingle roof is appropriate for it, because some are just too far gone. But you don't know that until you call them. And they come out and they look at your roof. They'll climb up there, take pictures. They'll show you what they see. And they'll let you know. It's a free estimate. They'll let you know what it is that RoofMax can do for you, how it can help you, how it can extend the life of your roof. So why don't you go to their website, PfeifferRoofing.com, and watch the video about RoofMax. It's pretty cool. And learn all about a product that could really benefit you if you're not ready to spend a lot of money to put a new roof on your house. Maybe RoofMax is the solution for you. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. That's P-F-E-I-F-E-R, Roofing.com. Or call them at 503-647-4725, 503-647-4725. There is something going on out there. Are you hearing it? Are you feeling it? Are you sensing it? By the way, I didn't get to this yesterday because we had the nice lady who called, really very upset that the doctor she's been seeing at the Salem Clinic told her she had to get the shot. Otherwise, he couldn't see her anymore. So thanks to Tim, who listens to this show. He's a friend of mine, a guy I know. He offered up the name of Dr. Harmon and gave me the phone number, and he even offered to call Dr. Harmon's office and to give them a heads up that this nice lady would be calling. She gave me her phone number. I called her back, had a private conversation with her, gave him Dr. Harmon's phone number. I gave it out over the air. And then I got another email about someone else who is also being recommended. Compassion Care, Marcy Codgill, C-O-D-G-I-L-L. From Compassion Care, Marcy Codgill. Thank you, Anna, for that email. And I'm honored that, first of all, that you all are listening and that you are calling for solutions. I mean, I get emails from some of you, and those of you who don't necessarily agree with me on a lot of political things, you know, you're listening, and there is this thing that binds us together as Americans, friends. It's liberty. And yes, it is the perfect law of liberty, which comes out of the Word of God. And there's enormous amount of words from our founding fathers, their writing, that clearly articulate this. America was founded on the principles out of the Bible. And that's why this fight for our liberty is so important. Being enslaved to tyranny is just wrong. Allowing ourselves to be enslaved to it is wrong. It's wrong for everything that we care about. Everything that really is important. And that's that thing that binds us together. Liberals and conservatives. Republicans, Democrats. And that's why I'm going to urge you to come show up this Saturday at noon at the state capitol. A huge medical freedom rally, because people are coming from all over the state for this. And I'm not exaggerating, folks. They're literally coming from all over the state. So Walt wrote me this email, and this piggybacks on this. Here's what it is. He heard my conversation, because he listened to the podcast, of this lady looking for the doctor. And yes, I just told you how I communicated with her. He says, I know right where Dr. Harmon's is from Harmon's office is rather from my experiences transporting elderly people from Madrona Hills retirement community. You have my permission to give this lady my contact information if she needs further assistance. I just got the feeling that she is on her own with this situation. I also wanted to add, he writes, to your comments about the positive direction things are moving in from your experiences this past weekend. As you know, I was at the gathering of the Eagles this past weekend and felt the same energy and sense of urgency growing as you did. I also attended Chris Ann Hall's and J.C. Hall's events at the River Church over the weekend. It was the same thing, packed house, large amounts of determination and enthusiasm. Now listen to this. I was also at an after-hours party following the gathering of the Eagles just north of West Salem. Again, the same thing. Much positivity and determination. People coming together for a common cause. I'm going to stop there for a second. Folks, that's the common cause of liberty. Now, I mean it, folks, when I say to you that this is what binds us together. It is. This is that thing that attracts people to America. It's called liberty. It's what people want. It's what they want in their souls. What all human beings want in their souls. Liberty. It's profound. And people are waking up to it. That's that common cause. This is what you can use in your conversations with other people. They're persuadable. Maybe some of these are people that you have met for the first time, or maybe they're people you've known for a long time, and they now have just said, this is just too far, forcing me to put something in my body I don't want. It should be my choice. Those are people that you can continue to have persuadable conversations with. Anyway, Walt continues. Now listen to this. Then on Sunday afternoon in Grants Pass, there was a similar type of event where 400 to 500 people came together to rally for our state and country. I wasn't present for this event. However, that evening at a private residence in Clackamas County, I attended yet another similar type of rally along with my new friend, Clackamas County, or Professor David Clements, who's, you know, from New Mexico, who spoke at the Gathering of the Eagles. He said, I would estimate there were 150 to 200 people present for this event as well. And I could sense there were people in the audience who had just recently been awakened to the communist takeover that's ongoing in our country. This is my confirmation, Jeff, that we are now rolling and have to keep the hammer down and drive harder. David, he's referring to King David's mighty army, is taking form and beginning to march toward to claim the victory for the glory of God. So I'm just curious. Are you hearing these same kinds of things in your world? Are people in your world starting to talk or have been talking about this issue of liberty, forced vaccinations, masks on kids in schools, dumbing down of our education system rather than increasing the requirements, forcing people, challenging our kids? I mean, you just, again, this is how you have conversations with people. Common sense. Another common sense thing that I want to encourage you to consider is using CBD. I do, and it helps me a lot. Get it from ProBioscience, pro-bioscience.com. They're based in Salem. Use the discount code for a 15% discount. Turn, the word turn, seasons turn. ProBio, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
By the way, I need to give you an update on what's going on down in Arizona, because I'm telling you, this is the key. Saturday night, I went to the Linn County Republican Gala. That's my local party, and it was their big fundraising dinner. And the headline speaker was the chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party for the whole state, Dr. Kelly Ward. She gave us an update. Now, here's the reality that she shared with us. Their audit, their forensic audit, is a multi-stage process. And they knew it would be. And they knew that it wouldn't be easily achieved. And they knew that it wouldn't be. And by the way, I met a guy the other day. In fact, I met him at the Gathering of the Eagles, who lives part of the time in Arizona and part of the time in Oregon. He was one of those volunteers at the convention center in Maricopa County doing that audit. It was pretty profound to have a conversation with him about it. But anyway, Kelly Ward said this: what they have discovered so far is that there are likely somewhere around 96,000 votes. I think that's the number that she used. It's been published and it's out there, but 96,000 ballots, rather, that were counted that they believe are phantom voters. Literally, people that don't exist. Now, how do you investigate that? Well, this is the next stage. It's one of the next steps to what they've got to do. What they've got to do is something that Liz Harris has been doing already. Now has to get ramped up to a higher level. And that is, they have to go out and knock on those doors and say, hey, does this person live here and did they vote? Not ask them how they vote. Now, here's the thing. The Democrats are trying to stop that, including their Secretary of State, which is a George Soros leftist-funded Secretary of State. She's trying to stop it from volunteers going out and knocking on people's doors based on what they found in this audit. And really finding out if these people even exist, if they are alive. Now, this goes back to some of the, if you go back to the hearing that my friend Mark Fincham, State Representative Mark Fincham, who's now running for Secretary of State, and by the way, kudos to him because Donald Trump just endorsed him. In that hearing with Rudy Giuliani, Bobby Piton is this mathematics professor and highly regarded. He pointed out some of these mathematical problems, including they can't find any history of these people anywhere on social media. Now, a lot of people don't use social media. I get that. So it's entirely possible that some of them do exist and live and don't do social media. But they look in other databases that you can subscribe to, and they can't find any existence that these people, like no DMV records. And when you get to these numbers of 96,000, that's a lot. Now, here's the other thing that Kelly Ward said to us. And I think today is the deadline, or maybe it might have been yesterday. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, which is mostly Republican, that ought to blow your mind, were ordered by a judge. They have to turn over the data logs. checks for all of their vote tabulation machines. And Maricopa County is the only one that uses Dominion. If they don't, there are sanctions that can be placed against them by the judge. You see, Maricopa County has lost at every turn in court, folks. They have. Those data logs are the next key. This is what we need to pay attention to here in Oregon, and something I'm going to begin to look into, shall we say. Those data logs will reveal a lot about what went on, who accessed what. Were they hacked? Was data being transferred from modems, internal modems in those machines, to places like China, Europe, Italy? The data logs of those machines will show that. Because you see, the county clerks have to make backups of that stuff. That's part of what is federal law. You have to keep the data, all of the data, for 22 months under federal law, not just state law. That's what the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors are fighting so hard to keep hidden. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out when you're trying to hide something and you fight tooth and nail, you're probably guilty of something, aren't you? Not rocket science, folks. That's what's going on in Arizona. Now, there are actually a couple of other steps, but I'm not going to get into those right now. But these are the most prescient things. This is a multi-step process, and I'm going to tell you this. You've heard me say it before, but I really think it's key for how it affects us in Oregon. What they learn ultimately out of everything that's going on in Arizona is going to be the unraveling of the thread, if you will, of this whole incredible scam of how this nationwide election took place. But even more importantly, it will show us where we need to look in Oregon, because we need a full forensic audit here too. Because you know what? I want the truth. I want to know really what's going on. I know there are very honorable, believe me, I know there are very honorable county clerks in this state. My own county clerk, Steve Druckenmiller, is one of them. He's been a personal friend for over 20 years, folks. He's an honorable, honest man. But if data is being manipulated or changed without his knowledge or approval, we need to find that out. And believe me, he would want to know that. Along with Val Unger over in Polk County. She was very helpful to us, as you know, in our audit. So, friends, I will continue to update you. And thanks to Freddie for reminding me that I needed to do that. If I get to it yesterday, and I apologize. Be encouraged. We are. There's something going on out there, folks. You know it and I know it. You're feeling it. You're hearing it. Use it to stand up for liberty. Pray for our leaders. Pray. Pray that people's eyes will be open. Join us this Saturday at the Capitol at noon. Huge benefit.